This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 616. So this is the canonical real episode of Radio Free Cybertron. This is the one that counts, so we better not screw it up.
Yes, we're in the correct multiverse.
Yes.
All the other ones were what ifs.
Yes. Yep. God, that would be terrible. Like next episode, Uatu shows up. What if Don were a Gorgon? And then, you know, he is Medusa.
I'd rather be a what if than a find your fate, because I sucked at those and always got the crappy endings. So I left my finger on the page, because if you don't take the finger off the page, it doesn't count. And you can turn back to the last page you were on.
I could see Dawn as Galactus.
Who's the silver? Is Massey the Silver Surfer then?
Yes.
Massey is his Herald of Doom.
Yes. Or it's the other way around.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Well,
I sense a new Dawn of the Day coming soon. Yeah.
Okay.
he's Massey, not Harold. There's a difference.
This is true. Okay. So, hey, Don, Matt,
hey,
Diecast, Chris, hey. Rob, John, and Eric's here. Eric, why are you on this week?
That's a really good question. Why are you here?
I mean,
who invited you?
Oh, I thought you just meant why are we here in general? Like the question
I need to have word with whoever invited you without checking with anybody else.
Sean bought me a shirt, so that means I have to be on the show. Apparently, I'm a G1 gal, so now I'm accurate to the RFC fan fiction that he writes.
It is RFC fan fiction.
I know, right? I realized that just the other day. I was like, basically just makes RFC fan fiction, and this is the shirt that he always draws me in. So yeah, I now own it.
You know, last week as the show was winding down, the chat was having a good time writing Transformers / in real time.
Great.
True story.
Okay.
Of course, y'all realize in 500 years after the Earth has recovered from the horrible, terrible,
Dawn Wars.
The Machine Wars. They're going to find his artwork and think that was actually like a biographical representation of our lives.
That's kind of how history works.
I mean, if you take that theory, like, historians in 500 years will think that Batman was someone who really existed too.
I think there's ways to tease out who is fictional versus who is actually real.
They'll think Batman was based on some real person, at least, if not literally someone in a bat suit running around.
I was going to say, what do you mean Batman's not real?
Okay, let's nothing really to promote the start of the show, because it's the middle of spring. Nothing's happening until late summer, so let's talk about what we got this week. Chris, I'm going to let you go first, since I think you probably have the most to say.
I got the MP43 in, which is so big I can actually get it on frame. It's a very beautiful rendition, super cartoon accurate, of Beast Wars Megatron from Season 1, and when I finally transformed it into robot mode, the one overwhelming feeling that gripped me was, boy, I wish there was a Transmetal of this coming out, too. Like, same size and detail and, like, care put into the design, but the Season 2 design, that would just be, like, my ideal thing. I think I could just die then and be happy.
It's my it's my middle image of Megatron.
Yeah, I think everybody who thinks of Beast Wars Megatron basically defaults to Transmetal, because he did, like, most of his iconic things, like killing Optimus Prime.
Yeah, he looks so much cooler.
As usual, never sticks. I haven't gotten to put batteries in this. It takes LR44 batteries. I don't just keep those around.
You should.
But I've seen videos of the sound clips, which are, of course, with the Japanese voice actor. One of them actually has a clip of the War Stop It, the first opening theme for Japanese Beast Wars. With Megatron dialogue over it, but yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, that's actually really cool.
I'm probably only going to put the batteries in the robot head, though, because I only really want the light-up eyes. I don't really care about the sounds in this. So, Megatron's like the third masterpiece I've ever bought. I'm actually fairly pleased with how it's designed overall. The transformation, for the most part, is very intuitive and natural feeling. You know, if you've ever handled the original toy, there's a lot in common with that. A little bit more complexity, of course, but when you set aside some of the complications, it all just kind of works the way you would expect it to. Now, that said, there are parts of the transformation that are just downright terrifying.
Yep.
There's like, it comes packaged in dinosaur mode. The dinosaur mode is beautiful, by the way, like a really, really nice recreation of the CG model. They got the head perfectly right. It completely captures the facial expression and everything. I'm super happy with how that turned out, especially in person. Like, from the pictures, it all looked great too, but in person, it really pops. So you have to split the dinosaur skin down the spine, and that is so hard to get started. You feel like you're going to just snap all the
I
calves.
Sure did. I didn't, did but I you? Felt that way.
Oh, okay. So I actually was skimming through Diecast's video about this, and I think his approach is probably the right way to go about it, where you pop the tail first, and that lets it split from the bottom more. If you start from the top, then it's really hard to get the bottom half of it to split open. But starting from the bottom, it actually seems to work a little bit more smoothly. There's still a really scary moment where you gotta just like pull that middle connection apart,
yeah.
And I don't think anything's gonna make that better.
Wait, did you just admit Diecast had a good idea?
I assume he stumbled upon it completely by accident and it just worked out in his favor.
I didn't look at the instructions at all. There's actually two things I missed. I missed sliding the crotch piece forward just because I didn't really notice that it was kind of off. So
you're telling me that you have this like stunningly beautiful rendition of Megatron and you haven't been staring at his crotch?
Yes, exactly.
What was the other thing you missed?
I missed the ab crunch when I was doing the articulation. So he does have one. I think that's all pretty much I missed, other than the back panels tab in perfectly. I just kind of
got spots where they tab together.
Yeah, every one of it, and even the two back pieces tab together at the bottom right there, which the two sides tab together.
Oh, holy
at
crap,
the bottom.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was a lot of little stuff because it looked exactly the same when I just folded the panels up and
but there so like overall there for me there was three scary parts of transforming it. The first was actually starting it, getting those back panels split apart. Then halfway through where you gotta slide the torso apart on this sliding joint that you can't even detect if you don't know it's there.
Yep.
So you gotta get that where it feels like you're literally breaking the toy in half.
Yeah.
And you have to do that to get the torso to actually fold into position where it'll end up snapping together. Then the last scary part is actually just folding up those backpack panels, because there is at the second or third stage of folding, one hinge on either side is super tight and it feels like you are going to snap that in half trying to manipulate it. You got to get one hinge in exactly the right spot, then the other one will go a little easier, but getting all that stuff in just the right spot, even doing that, it still feels terrible. But like outside of those three things, the rest of it is fine. And if the tolerances were a little bit more ideal on the other parts, this would be a beautiful, easy process to transform, I think.
Based on Diecast's feedback from earlier with the back panel, getting it slid in, my Megatron is now, his waist doesn't fly open, so.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I was able to get that back panel connected. I was able to get the kibble here connected at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now it's perfect.
Much better.
It's a nice toy. God, it's a nice toy.
Oh, it is. It's a perfect realization of the CG model. It's like everything I wanted it to be.
Well, except, Matt, how's your Megatron, Matt? How's yours?
Oh, that's good, Don. Oh, that's good. It's probably about as good as Jason's. Yes, I think, four of us ended up going in on this week?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a record, actually.
Quite possibly. John, what do you think about it?
I like him a lot. I had really high expectations. You know what really impressed me the most, actually, was the T-Rex mode, just to how much character they got into,
yeah,
into that mode. So it doesn't feel like... it doesn't feel like an animal. It does feel like it's him just as a T-Rex.
Yeah.
So the way they pulled off the articulation, the way his neck bends, the way his tail bends, the way his eyes can move around, just even, I mean, you know, they had the source material kind of locked down, but they really did express him in that alt mode better than I expected. It's awesome. And he comes in T-Rex mode. So it's kind of the first thing that you obviously experience with him. And I was just super impressed with the beast mode. It's one of those things where obviously with vehicular Transformers, you're not going to get a whole lot of character in that alt mode. But with Beast Wars, and specifically the Masterpiece line, and specifically Megatron now, that's been awesome. That they really pulled off putting personality into the T-Rex mode. So, I mean, that was my big takeaway, and everything else is pretty much ditto on the robot mode.
Yeah, you know, I think going by the pictures of the other Beast Wars masterpieces, I think Megatron probably comes out best in its beast mode for how little the robot mode ends up showing through. You can see a little bit of the robot legs from behind, but that's it. The rest of it's all closed in. It's there's a lot of panel lines, of course, where everything has to separate, but like it's a really complete looking beast mode. You know, Optimus Primal had a lot of obvious panel separations where you could see robot parts coming through. Cheetor, you know, everything just has had its share of compromises, but Megatron's T-Rex mode is like brilliantly executed. It's not superposable or anything by any means, but like, yeah, it's got personality and expression that you can get, and it's a good looking display piece just as much as the robot mode is.
Well then it sounds like they should just stop all their head and, yeah, you know, not make any more Beast Wars masterpieces.
May not after Black Arachnia.
Yeah, I would be fine with no more Beast Wars masterpiece. I mean, I like most of the original toys enough, unlike G1. And, I mean, honestly, when I got this, I absolutely hated it for, like, the first 10 minutes because of the back panels.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm like, God, I hate panels. I think panels are cheating, blah, blah, blah. But by the time I got the panels put together at the end, I'm like, it makes sense. I'm satisfied with it. But I could really live with no more Beast Wars toys at all.
Of course, you can totally cheat this because it does have where most of the dinosaur kibble comes off by design.
Yeah. What is that based on? I mean, is that...
an animation error.
Okay.
I think the episode was Before the Storm. Near the end of the first season, there's the one scene of Megatron sitting in his chair brushing his dinosaur head's teeth, and yes, it has the toothbrush, yes, as I've mentioned on many occasions.
No rubber ducky.
No, because that was a season two thing.
True.
So in that episode, he's sitting in a chair brushing his dinosaur head's teeth, and in that scene, he does not have his back pieces, his shoulder pieces, and of course, his tail is disconnected because he's using his left hand. So they decided to make that actually be a feature so that they could advertise more functions with this masterpiece without having to actually engineer more things into it or include more accessories.
Well, you know, I think, you know, with it being a much larger figure, that extra space helped them get a better looking modes because you had the room, unlike Dinobot, where you were having to do this magic origami to basically get it compressed. But he's basically kind of a pretender where everything wraps up in that dinosaur shell.
Which is accurate to the original toy.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, I'm looking forward to Black Arachnia because I want to see how they pull off her engineering.
Oh, I don't think it's going to be fun at all.
Yeah, again, but, you know, I probably will get Black Arachnia because she seems to be... trending a lot cheaper. About I've seen $89 to $99 on some of the shiny sellers.
I would actually more assume probably $120.
Yeah. Well, but that anyway. So I'm saying I'm glad Megatron. I wish our original three had been right, that Megatron would have been cheaper because he would have been more simple, even though he was bigger. But that obviously didn't pan out the way we thought it would. But you know,
interesting thing about that, like where the price points are at. I noticed on Megatron he stamped "Made in China" rather than "Made in Vietnam." So if Masterpiece production is still happening in China, that might be part of why they're cruising to higher and higher price points, because the cost of production in China is undoubtedly higher than the Vietnamese factories. But it's possible Vietnam is not ready to take on the Masterpiece production yet.
So, you know, I will definitely get Black Arachnia. I'm hoping they do Tigertron. You know, I don't want to cherry pick. I want all the Beast Wars stuff, but at these prices, I'm going to have to cherry pick my characters. And as much as I love the Megatron to go with Optimus Primal, I'm much more interested in Black Arachnia, because who knows, female, down the line, we may get a Silver Bolt. Maybe. I don't know. We might even get a Silver Bolt.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, well, I was commenting on Twitter yesterday about how I wish there was going to be a Transmetal Megatron Masterpiece. Yeah. M. Cipher made a good point that Beast Wars Metals was kind of a bomb in Japan, so it's really unlikely we're going to see anything past the Season 1 characters in Masterpiece. Certainly not anytime in the near future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris, anything else?
This is probably the single most expensive Transformers purchase I'm going to make this year, if not the single most expensive toy purchase flat out, and I'm feeling pretty satisfied.
Good. I wish it was the most expensive one that I have.
Did you beat it this week?
No.
Okay.
And some...
I love that you had to stop and contemplate on your answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt, did you get anything?
Yeah, I got a couple. So thanks to Diecasts, I got my, you know, little Christmas waste gas from Toy World.
Isn't it awesome?
It is really nice. Like, I didn't know that a legend size thing could be this nice. I am really, really impressed with it. It kind of makes me want more.
Yeah.
Well, that adds,
so
that's
I have to fight that urge now. Yes. But yeah, I got that the other day and I am super happy with it. Thank you, Diecast. That was awesome.
Oh, no problem.
So I picked up a Siege Chromia just because Siege really isn't moving around here, and I don't want to hear about how female characters don't sell, and I like Chromia. And I got to tell you, I like the Chromia that came out a couple years ago, the one based off the Transformers Prime mold, I believe it was. I like
That's the five-year-old toy now.
Yeah.
God almighty.
I like that way better, but Siege Chromia has really, really awesome ankle articulation that lets her get into some good poses, good action poses. So,
I think I'm waiting for Hasbro Pulse to send me that. And
I was going to ask you if yours is shipped yet.
I had my cassettes ship and one other thing, and I don't remember what it was.
I got charged for the deluxes last night, but they didn't ship
yet. Yeah, me too.
Same.
Now, she is backpacky as all hell. Because, you know, this mold, no matter how much remolding they did, it's or the mold it was originally based off of anyway.
And it's shared engineering, but that is like basically 100% new parts, right?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like it may have the same upper thighs, possibly. I don't know.
Maybe.
And I got a reissued Gears because, you know, it was there.
Nice.
And it matches your personality.
Yes, and Gears was also my first Transformer. And
Gears
so
is my favorite mini-bot.
Oh, perfect.
He's my favorite mini-bot, so that's awesome.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted one on package.
Did you get Warpath?
No.
Oh.
No, like the only ones of the reissues I've gotten so far mini-bots are the Bumblebee and the Gears.
You know, I've never seen the Bumblebee in store.
I can get you one if you want one.
I'm not sure if I ever saw one.
I came across it once.
I think the only reissue I've ever seen in stores is Hot Rod, but I saw plenty of those.
I've seen Hot Rod and Optimus. I've never seen the mini-bots at all.
I've seen
all the price points that have been released so far, but in the mini-bots, I think I only ever saw Outback and Tailgate.
I've come across everything so far once, except
for
Hot
Rod. I've come across everything at least once, and those Optimus Primes are still blocking the shelves on my Walmart. They're still six in one store and three in the other.
It sells out like mad here.
That's just unfathomable.
I know, right? I don't get it.
So I got a couple Marvel Legends out of the Endgame Thanos Build-A-Figure Wave set. I got the two that I wanted. I got Hercules.
That's awesome.
Because there are a couple teams I want to build, and my eventual Masters of Evil really needs somebody to put into a coma, so I got Hercules. And the most important of all,
Citizen V. I knew exactly what it was going to be. I've been looking
for
that.
Who is he?
Baron Zemo.
Yeah.
Baron Zemo in disguise is the leader of the Thunderbolts.
Oh, I didn't even know who it was. I just thought it looked super cool.
Yes.
I wanted it. I didn't know it was Baron Zemo. Now I actually really want it.
In the mid-90s, a comic book called The Thunderbolts came out after most of the Marvel Universe was, air quotes, killed off. And Baron Zemo led the Masters of Evil in a ruse posing as superheroes, and they called themselves the Thunderbolt.
Yeah, and I remember at the time when that first issue came out, and the last page was revealed, when you turn the page and see
the Masters of Evil.
It's the Masters of Evil. That was some of the biggest comic news of the year.
It would have been a bigger reveal if they were the Masters of the Universe.
That's true. But it was a comic nobody was really paying attention to, which they should have, considering it was, what, Kurt Busiek, so...
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So it was a big surprise. So what was the event that killed everybody off? So it was
Onslaught.
So then we had Heroes Reborn and Heroes Return.
Heroes Reborn.
Yeah.
But I couldn't remember what actually led to that. Okay.
So during the reveal, did Citizen V just take off his mask and have a Baron Zemo mask underneath?
Was it underneath his mask?
He had his melty face underneath of his mask, and then he put his Baron Zemo mask on.
Yeah,
I was hoping he had a mask underneath a mask.
That's a book that I didn't read when it came out, and I kicked myself for it.
I did, because I did not know the twist was coming, and I was just like, "Hey, I want to collect something from issue one. Put this on my pull list."
Triplet was all into it, and it was a book that, I still never read more than 30 issues or so.
I went on a tfradio.net/Amazon bender a couple months ago and picked up a bunch of collected editions.
and the cool thing, I didn't read it, but I know the cool thing was that some of the Masters of Evil were actually like being heroes now.
That was kind of the point of the comic.
And most of them still need Marvel Legends figures. If you're listening, Hasbro, just saying.
Who else is on the team?
Atlas Build-A-Figure.
It depends on, like, the original team.
Mach 1, Moonstone, Techno, Jolt.
Moonstone has a figure.
No, she needs, like, a proper Thunderbolts figure, though. She got, like, an updated costume, and that was an SDCC set. That was, like, stupid expensive. So I need an Atlas Build-A-Figure, first of all. That has to happen, like, now. And Mach 1 needs to be in that wave.
And I have to agree with JSP. More new warriors will always be welcomed.
Yeah, you need things to kill off.
You need kindling. Yeah.
I mean, we got a great start, but we need more.
So it's not because of this conversation, but I have to say, Don, nobody saw that since you're not on video.
He was holding up Night Thrasher.
Okay.
I'm so pleased they made that.
I didn't realize I wasn't on video.
We have limited real estate, so...
He had the Masterpiece Megatron people up.
Also, a lot of our audience is audio only, Don. So.
Yeah. Most of the audience.
So always name what you hold up, even if you think you're on video.
Yeah, because the vast majority of our audience will never see it.
And unfortunately, we don't have a descriptive video service contract.
Oh, God, that'd be horrible. Fat guy number one shows toy to fat guys number three and four. That's where it would go.
Angry bearded man one and two just rolled their eyes.
Yes. Angry man one face palm again. Okay,
and angry man number two also got the shelving unit that he was missing last week.
Congratulations.
That got delivered to the house today. So
what is that?
A shelving unit.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to be delivered last week. That got lost in the mail. So shout out to the postal service for finding my stuff.
Well, yeah, that's always good. I mean, it'd be better if they didn't lose it, but if they find it, that's even better.
So I was about to say after losing it.
Speaking of shoving units.
You know, accidents happen. It's a thing. I'm more impressed of the fact that they were able to find it and get it back.
Yeah. You know? I have to say, I had an eBay purchase a couple weeks ago that had completely come out of the packet, the mailing package. They were able to stop the presses or whatever they were doing and grab the book and put it back in the envelope and then put it in another envelope and send it to me. So, yeah.
Then you can smash it with a hammer.
Would have been years ago, it had just been lost. So, yeah. It's doing a much better job. Speaking of shelving units, I was IKEA a couple weeks ago, and I got my 8th Kallax unit for my office.
That just sounds like a constipation problem.
I know, right?
Getting for.
Matt, anything else?
No, that is it as far as I can remember.
Okay, so this episode is basically going to almost be all what do we get this week. So it might as well be the episode title.
Well, there's no news.
Well,
so.
I haven't gone yet. I'm going to go last.
CZ is asking if Night Thresher comes with a skateboard, Don.
He does.
Awesome.
He does come with a he has a skateboard. What are they called? Scrimsha? The sticks that you use?
Eskrima.
Eskrima sticks. A back. I think it's a backpack that it holds it, and Kingpin's leg.
Is that part, so that's part of a spider? So it's part of a Spider-Man wave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which
would make sense.
Which would be going on eBay.
Well,
here
I mean, it's, let's face it, the New Warriors are not going to get their own wave of figures.
Well, yeah,
so. And they can't keep their own comic run.
And for a while, Night Thrasher was a Spider-Man character, right? During like the Eric Larson run.
Don't think so.
I think he's been in some Spider-Man crossover stuff.
Okay. Yeah, he was brought back from the future. He was brought back to the future.
I believe you're thinking of Rocket Racer, Brian.
Rocket Racer. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
of.
They're not. God,
I love Matt. That's awesome. Okay, so Don, besides that, did you get anything Transformers related?
Yes, I got several pieces.
Okay, you
I'm
can
not
show,
show them because
I'm putting you on video. You're replacing Matt right now.
Well, actually, I don't have them here with
so
me.
So Matt's replacing you again.
I mean, because it's all stuff everyone's already got. So I was up in Roanoke helping my girlfriend move some stuff. and I checked all the Walmarts. This was last Thursday, Brian, by the way. Couldn't find anything anywhere up there.
I want to point
completely
out that I did
dry.
Not meet the girlfriend. So I got Don and I got dinner, and the girlfriend did not show.
Well, she was still in Roanoke, so yeah.
Conveniently.
So it's weird that I come back into town and I go to my Walmart to pick up some cat food, and they have everything I've been looking for, and they hadn't had anything for weeks, and everything was there on the day or two that I never went there. So I got 3 of the 4 Wave 2 Deluxes, left 6 Gun on the shelf. Don't really care about getting 6 Gun, but I got Ironhide.
What? What?
Someone walked in that Walmart and be like, someone bought everyone but the 6 gun?
That happened to me at Myers. That's how I got 6
so
gun.
I've got, if I had Generations Metroplex, I would probably get.
You don't need Metroplex.
But
yeah,
I've got
bunch of guns that you staple onto everybody else.
But here's the thing. I don't do that with my the figures that
you
do
should.
That, I
you
don't
should.
Do that.
Buy an extra.
I mean, with Brave, it's kind of the gimmick that your secondary mecha goes with the first mecha. That's kind of the whole deal. But
Dude,
with this,
have
it's
fun.
I bought two 6 guns. Well, I have one to be 6 gun and one to staple onto Hound.
I have two more 6 guns in addition to the 1 6 gun I already have coming so that I can put 3 6 guns on Sideswipe and, you know.
Well, I have one cog to go in front of Fortress Maximus to kind of make a more complete unit, and then I'm fine. Anyway, I got those three.
So boring.
Have you met me?
I want them to make freaking Brave Maximus and Grand Maximus cogs, too, so I can buy 4 more. And a Metro Titan 6 shot. I mean, come on.
So anyway, I have the 3 of the 4 Deluxe. I have Warpath. I picked up a Studio Series. I'm blanking on the name. The one that he took his face. Bone Crusher? The one off Miss Prime took in the first movie.
Yeah, Bone
Second
Crusher.
Movie.
Second movie. Yeah, Bone Crusher. Picked up Warpath.
No, Give Me Your Face was the second movie.
No, he cut off his head in the first movie.
Oh.
Bone Crusher.
Yeah, Bone Crusher picked up Terrax.
But Give Me Your Terrax. Face was from Revenge of the Fallen.
Yeah.
This week on Radio Free Cybertron. This week on Radio Free Cybertron, which atrocity did Optimus Prime commit in which movie?
It's the only part of that movie that I like.
Yeah, but anyway, I got Bone Crusher and Tara Axton. I got those two.
Tara Axton.
Sorry.
It literally has your name in it.
They're not in front of me, okay? And I'm tired. So there. Anyway, I got those. I also picked up...
you may have more than me.
I got in the mail today two things. I got in Moses, which was the DX9 clearance version of their Optimus Prime.
Well, that's from South Park. Never mind.
Yeah. I've never watched more than an episode to a South Park in the movie.
Did you watch any?
But the big thing that I got today, thanks to James from Twitter, he and I are working out a trade. I got the original Phoenix from Fans Toys. And we're working on a trade, and I'll be sending him my Phoenix 10X to him after seeing pictures. It looked like that what we thought was being done and the extent that the mold was being repainted and adjusted for the 10X release really is not as impressive as we thought it would be. It's a slight shading difference.
So he's getting stuck with that one.
Well, I think the first one looks better, and he wants the second one, so we worked out a trade for the Phoenix and some other stuff, so we're doing a swap. So as soon as mine comes in from BBTS, I'm sending it to him, because he'd rather have that
a year and a half after it comes in from BBTS, she'll send it out to him?
Anyway, so I've got the Phoenix sitting over there, I've got Moses, I had a pretty good. It was just frustrating that everybody else was finding deluxes for Wave 2, and the one day that I'm not in town and come back later, they're all just sitting there on the shelf. So it's just like, but yeah, I'm happy I got it all. I'm happy I got the last Warpath my Walmart had, just so I can have a Warpath on card, kind of like what Matt wanted to do with Gears.
Yeah. Diecast, I'll let you go next to last. So, building up to Diecast. Rob, you have anything?
Not a thing.
Okay. John?
Let's see here. I got Studio Series Rampage. I haven't opened him yet. He is a means to an end, so I'm sure he's fine. And let's see here. Megatron. And I think that's it, other than I'm spiraling into bankruptcy because of Megatron and Big Powered and all that stuff.
Oh, me too.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Paid for that today.
Yeah, I got a bill. That's what I got.
Yeah, I had that third party Cosmos that I wanted, New Wave, New Age, something like that.
I just ordered that today.
Yeah, so I have that and Super 7 Skeletor that I wanted. So
I'm so glad that I, over the course of a few months, prepaid up MP43.
Yeah,
so I don't have. $220-$230 on that. Then literally the next day it would have been another almost $200 on Big Powered, and then the Hasbro Pulse stuff coming in, which was another like $60 almost, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just
it's crazy.
It's bad enough for me as it is.
Eric, besides the shirt, did you get anything?
So the lovely shirt. I got Studio Series Rampage, who was better than I expected. I had low expectations, but he's fun to play around with all the surprising amount of articulation he had, mainly because I just didn't pay attention to him. So I was just surprised he can move his fingers all around. It's all nice. Siege Starscream. That toy is like, it could have been great, and it's good, but it's just so disappointing. Disappointing is the key word to describe it, even though it's not a bad toy. It's honestly a good toy, but it is a disappointing toy.
Would you tell John Morton that to his face, though?
We don't know John Morton designed it.
But, I mean, but Siege is his, thing.
You know, overall, I think Siege is pretty good. I think Starscream's one of the weaker figures for me, even though it's not bad. It's just, it suffers from the worst things of what I don't like about Siege.
Do you like staying in communication with him? Do you message him, hey, John, this toy really sucks. I don't know what your problem is.
No.
Okay.
I also got Studio Series Ironhide, who is the first good Ironhide I've ever had from the movie verse, so I'm very glad to have him. I was tweeting about how I missed this toy from my childhood because I found one of its guns the other day.
Yes.
I couldn't find it anywhere. And it's the Walmart exclusive.
Oh, yeah. Sounds white.
I love that. I love this so much. Yeah, it makes me so happy.
I have the original. Yeah. I don't have that one.
I didn't. It wasn't the mold that I cared about because I have the Studio Series, which I love. It was just like, I want the weird, the blue and yellow that makes no sense, but it's so cool.
It was what, the GoBots coloration?
Yeah, the G2 GoBots colors.
Yeah. So, hey, did you get it on eBay or how did you get it?
Paladin actually messaged me and he was like, I have one for sale. And so I bought it off of him. So,
yeah.
The other thing, another thing I got, which was a surprise, it's from someone who I met. He's a younger fan, and he wanted to make me a custom figure. Yes, he's like, I think he's like 15 or 16. He made me a custom. No,
that looks really good.
Yeah, he made me a custom Cybertron animated Nemesis Prime. And
where did you meet him? At school?
Yeah, it was through school that I met him. So like, yeah, he sent me that.
He's like, he's like, you're the Eric Crowbar. Is that what he said?
No. No, I don't think he knew about any podcast stuff. He was just into Transformers. I think I'm actually.
Well, if he doesn't know about the podcast stuff, you're not doing your job correctly, Eric.
Well,
he had one job, Eric.
He knows now. But I think I'm the first Transformers fan he's met, so we've talked plenty and he made me that, so I was very excited. And the other thing I got is that a while ago I got City Commander from Chris.
That looks familiar.
Yeah, but I just got Shadow
Commander.
Love him.
They're
so nice.
They are. It's the only ones of those I don't have are the officially anyway. I don't have the Ultra Magnus for Shattered Glass Ultra Magnus and the Shattered Glass Purple Optimus. Because I think one of them was a show exclusive and the other was a website exclusive, and they both sold out. And I've heard the KOs are not very good of those. So that's only two versions of that armor I don't have.
Yeah, these two just together, I love how they look. They're fantastic. I wish I had a Diaclone one.
I
know. I wish I had that. I don't, but if I could only have two, these are the two I would pick. So yeah. I'm very happy having them.
I have those two and the Diaclone one, Eric.
I've got the Diaclone one too. Some friends in Canada went to the show that year at TFCon and got me the Powered Commander armor, which was really, really nice of them.
Nice. But yeah, that is all I got.
Diecast.
All right, I'll try and go quick. I got Megatron, just like everyone else. I put batteries in the head, because I've button cell batteries to go around of every size and shape, and mostly the round variety. But I really like him. I did a review of him Monday night at tfradio.net/reviews.
It's on the Roku channel, too.
You had the first English review up.
Yeah. And
the first review on Roku, tfradio.net/Roku.
Which is awesome. It's definitely 100 times better than Dinobot.
I agree with that.
It's far less ambitious, you know.
I wish the only thing I wish is the waist rotation had either a ratchet or was a little bit tighter. Other than that, I'm really happy with him. The other thing I got was, I can't remember his name, so I'm calling him Constructicon Erector.
I don't remember their names.
Scrap Metal.
Scrap Metal?
Yeah.
He's really good.
I got him too.
An awesome deluxe figure. What did you think? I was really impressed because I did not expect a lot out of this, especially because it's a deluxe that also has to combine with another thing. So I was thinking these were going to be individually weak figures, and this one's not.
It's like an older generation's deluxe in a good way, I think. That's what it just feels. It feels more solid than a lot of things that we're getting a lot nowadays. I think it's a little bit bigger than the Siege stuff, but it's just as, how Siege feels less hollow, it's the same sort of thing.
I want that repainted as Grimlock. from Robots in Disguise.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
Oh, I want a Biscuit paint. Because he has, like, claws.
Yeah, but you want a Biscuit paint of everything.
Yeah, but it actually makes sense for him because he has claws like, and really like beady
you
eyes.
You want a Biscuit paint of MP43.
That'd be so weird, but I'd totally take it.
Oh, of course.
A lobster dinosaur? How would that even work?
I also got Cogman. The new Studio Series Cogman, because I like the paint on this that they did.
It's a shiny car.
Yeah, and he's a shiny car. Yeah, I didn't transform him. I just took him out. God, he stands terrible, though. Like, he's really hard to stand. And I don't
remember ever having problems getting the original Deco to stand.
Yeah, me neither.
And are I was you sure looking your at house is level?
And I was looking at at his feet, and I noticed, like, one foot has a heel, and the other one does not. It's, I can't. What? I need to find my other.
Wait, what? I've got the original Cogman handy.
Cogman to verify, but yeah. See that?
Oh yeah,
one has
It has it has a peg on one side and on the other. I think. Don't the feet tab together in car mode? So that's
yes, they do.
Yeah, that's why that's that way.
Yeah, so he's a. I like him. I definitely like. I wouldn't have bought him if he was exactly the same, but just the paint that they put on him makes him look so much nicer.
I just bought it. On Hasbro Pulse, as you were speaking.
Also available on tfradio.net/Amazon.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Well, okay, well.
Well, it's not like that would help you anyway. I mean, you can't order from your own referral link.
And I can't order from yours either, so it doesn't work. So I have to use Jason's.
Hey, guys, my connection kind of froze for me. What was the figure?
We were talking about Studio Series Cogman.
Okay, all right, thanks.
I also got, thanks to Wizards of the Coast and Hasbro, I got the Devastator construction pack for Transformers trading card game. And I'm going to do a review of it, open it up, take a look at it. But, oh man, it's really nice. I'm super excited that they sent it to me. So thank you, Hasbro, Wizards of the Coast. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I need to, like, next TFCon, I need to play this game.
Find Vangelis. He'll play with you.
Yes. Yes. I will track him down. I know he has
he's super into this card game. So, I mean, I sincerely believe he will take any challengers.
Judging from the last TFCon in Chicago, I don't think he's going to have a problem at TFCon finding someone to play this game with.
Yeah, they had a problem having enough room to get people to play because they had so many people that wanted to.
Well, I mentioned this on Twitter, but they're coming out with a Yu-Gi-Oh! Dual Disc prop replica. People need to buy that to start playing the Transformers card game with.
And I gotta say,
Devastator in defense mode.
I gotta say, before I show this next item, I'm disappointed in every single one of you because not one of you mentioned this item.
I haven't gone yet.
The Bumblebee movie.
I just haven't gone to the store yet. I'm going to get it.
But I got the Steelbook, of course.
I saw it once. I'm fine.
So I'm going to get it eventually.
Yeah, I like
I'm disappointed at all of you. Transformers movie, and you're not supporting it.
I would like to own it. I just am not like going to go rush out day one and get it.
TFRadio.net.
What I want is the VHS version they sent out for
April. I want that so bad.
I thought that was an April.
Eric, you don't even know what a VHS is.
I do. That's from my childhood. That's why I want it.
Yeah, it's kind of April Fools. Like they purposely sent it out for April 1st for the day before the movie actually coming out.
Who got it?
But like. T-Formers got one. Some of the other sites did. The funny thing is, as far as I can tell, everybody who's gotten one, no one has a working VCR to actually see what's on the tape.
Says 113 minutes the movie. So,
but they can put anything they want on the label, Eric.
Yeah, I mentioned on Twitter also. It could only be better if it was put out in like a family home entertainment case.
Yeah,
you know the old family home entertainment Transformers.
Now, I have no idea what that is, but I really want the VHS.
Oh, God.
And then the last thing that I think I got, because there might be something I forgot. I got the Transformers Unicron IDW series book that was just released off Amazon.
Cool.
So I pre-ordered that a long time ago, and I was like, oh, that finally came out.
That's so perfect. You've purchased the end of the IDW continuity before you've read any of the rest of the IDW continuity.
It has Unicron.
Yeah, I know.
Is it,
I
had to. Is it in the Humble Bundle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so, okay. So I bought that.
Say
last,
if
I bought that
like
last
McFeely's
week.
If McFeely's story is in there, that
yeah.
Yeah.
It's as far as I know, the Humble Bundle is basically everything within the IDW continuity. Some of the spin-off things like the Robots in Disguise tie-in comic, the Beast Hunters tie-in comic, those things aren't in there. But anything that actually happened in the IDW continuity proper should be there.
Was Revolutionaries in there? Because I thought I heard someone say that it wasn't.
I think you're right, and it wasn't. Just
I mean, that's fairly tangential, but...
I think there's a couple of things like that where there were a few Transformers appearing, but they were not specifically Transformers books that did not make it. Revolution itself and First Strike are in there.
So, yeah, that was last week. I think I ordered that while I was in Virginia. I need to download it and throw it on my NAS so I have it. Just anything else, Diecast?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, so I'll try to go through this pretty quick.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I got the Mumblebee Blu-ray 4K. TFRadio.net/BBMovie. You can have it as well. It's $28 right now on 4K. Totally worth that. Like everybody else, more or less, I got Megatron. And I gave my thoughts before, but it's beautiful. I hated it for the first 5 minutes. I was afraid, like, 10 minutes into it. But once I got everything done, like, 10 minutes ago... I totally love it. So, yeah, it's great. What I found out is not so great, and I haven't transformed it yet, but Diecast was complaining about it in pre-show, is the World War II Bumblebee from the Studio Series.
Terrible.
Yeah, it doesn't look that great. God, I'm going through this pretty quick, but I don't care. I got SS-38 Optimus.
Oh, nice.
I completely forgot that I ordered this. It came in my monthly Amazon subscription box, like with dog food and everything. So I had dog food, dog treats, like protein powder, and Optimus Prime.
Did you get to transform it yet?
No. Okay. I haven't had time to do really much of anything. So is it a harrowing experience?
Not really. So I think I described it something as like it's a panel forming situation, but it all makes sense what it's trying to do, and it's a stable, solid experience the whole way through.
Even
it's really good.
Even though it really doesn't look like it, it doesn't look like G1 to me. It's closer, but what it really strikes me, it looks like one of the like War for Cybertron or something like one of the video game Optimus Primes is sort of what to me it sort of feels like.
There's also a little resemblance with how Optimus Prime looked in IDW.
Yeah.
From, like, where More Than Meets the Eye started going forward.
Gosh, the shoulder joints are super tight. So to make him aim the gun forward, that's a pretty stiff joint. I like that. Let's see here. I bought a couple things from Chris. I got his Universe Onslaught because I love this toy. I already have one.
Great toy.
It's a great toy. It's one of my all-time favorites.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's one of my all-time favorite toys. I figured I would with this one I would get it in case there are any neat sticker sets
like
or anything.
11 years old now.
It's amazing. This is like to me what generation should be. This is like nearly the perfect Transformer.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'll
back that up. Yeah,
I still have Universe Hardhead. That is my hardhead for my collection. I skipped Titans Return hardhead entirely in favor of keeping the Onslaught mold one in use. And I have the BotCon clinch. So, like, I still got two instances of that mold.
Yeah,
and
the only thing I could complain with about that Onslaught is that it's not part of a greater Combaticon team that combines into a Bruticus.
Oh,
that's
can you imagine
my
how
only
insane
complaint.
That would have been?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Oh, it just occurs to me. Thing about generation stuff that I don't have the G1 non-G2 Bruticus from the video game. Crap, I'm gonna have to add that to my list of stuff to find. Plus
that shouldn't be that hard though.
Plus
you
I also need
there's
the
like four decos of that, right?
Oh god, there's the SDCC deco too.
Yeah
because that one's accurate.
Son of a
Skittles
god.
One there's Skittles SDCC.
So the records, okay. So I've got to add that to my eBay search list. So it's kind of.
Do you have space?
I deleted a couple things that I got, which I'll cover.
Did you? I was going to say, did you delete them off your list, or did you just buy them?
Yeah. Well,
same difference.
Yeah. 100 items. I added some Genesis games to it because I have the analog SD thing coming at some point. So I never got the non... I rarely ever got a BotCon set, and I almost never got the souvenir figures or any of the additional stuff. So Chris, part of his sale list was the BotCon 2016 Reflector 3-pack based off the legend size Shockwave. And
you actually bought that from the souvenir line for me because you had the attendee. The attendee badge, and then I gave you the money for it, and now it's just kind of wound up back at
it's kind of funny. I was never too interested in that stuff, but I'm like, I'm just trying to fill holes in my collection now because there's
I really like those because the robot mode makes a really nice reflection.
It does. It really does. It really does. So, but like right now, I almost feel that Masterpiece is played out. I could easily see myself giving up on Masterpiece. Especially depending on how MP44 turns out, if it turns out.
Well, judging by MP44 and 45, I could see myself giving up on Masterpiece, too.
Well, there's always Hound.
Yeah. So...
Yes, there is hope.
Maybe. There's another. But wrong movie franchise. So...
Yeah.
I've been trying to fill holes in my collection. I just decided that I think that's where I'm going to put most of my focus. And, God, I've been putting diecast levels of focus on that.
That's unhealthy.
Yeah, I know. So, I'm doing a couple things like Beast Wars stuff. So, I got Beast Wars Polar Claw, who I didn't have.
Ooh. Oh, cool. I don't have that either. That's one of those things I kind of want to pick up if I just find it naturally somewhere. I don't want to go looking for it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get stuff that's cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
In volume. So, I got that. And I got Bone Crusher from Beast Wars, the Bison. And I'm also going in and trying to rebuy stuff that I had before that for some inexplicable reason I got rid of. I know why I got rid of this one, because I got a lot of money for it. And I actually, the demand for this has dropped substantially since I sold it, which is the Universe Soundwave and Space Case. I remember buying this at a flea market for $20. I think that was retail on it. And I think I sold it for over $100.
Wow.
Yeah, so there were several on eBay. It sold for about $50. So, I actually ended up turning a profit. This is real Dononomics, but it's over the scale of 15 years. So,
I love that jet mode so much.
And I love the Stalker mold as well. I think I have every version of it that came out.
That's good decos, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another thing I got rid of for some reason, plus I got rid of the original toy as well, so I'm going to have to replace that. But the Robots in Disguise, Red Wind, and Smoke Jumper, which is based off of the Beast Wars 2nd Starscream and BB set, so I'm going to have to get that as well. I think I've already owned that toy twice, Starscream and BB, so I'm going to...
I assume you have the original G2 versions.
No, I don't. Okay, so... Uh-huh. I never had those.
You can never have too many of that mold.
Yeah.
You really can't.
Yeah, so...
Well, I mean, the smoke screen, smoke jumper one, yeah, I can kind of agree with. I don't really like the bigger toy that much.
I completely...
But it's G2.
Yeah, I completely forgot about... That was what, Dreadwing?
Yeah.
I completely forgot about Dreadwing.
Dreadwing and smoke screen.
Yeah, in that equation. So, crap. Okay, well, I never had that, so it's not on my high priority list. Next item, something I had and I got rid of. I have a junker one. I had a junker one, but I didn't want to spend the money to fix it up. So this was actually an estate sale. When I say it was still an eBay auction, but it was from a collector who passed away. And it came in box. The box is, other than one tear, the box is in really nice shape. It's a G1 Omega Supreme. So, yeah. So I had this years ago, and for some reason I parted with it, and I've got a junker, and I'm like, it's going to take me a lot of... It'll cost more to... fix it up than it would be to just buy this one. So
what did that one set you back?
$150 in the box. A really nice box.
And with the good condition box, that's quite good.
Yeah, so I was really pleased with that. And the last thing of course I got Aimless and Taraxodon. I corrected myself, so...
And you still didn't murder it as much as Don did.
Yeah, that's true. but the last... Oh, no, it's not the last thing. So, next to last thing, I was at Kmart, and I was just going through there with my kids.
It's remarkable enough that you just have a Kmart to go to.
Yeah, that's true.
There's still Kmarts?
I know. So I honestly forgot that one was there. We were wanting to go to Krispy Kreme, and holy crap, there's a Kmart across the street. Let's skip Krispy Kreme.
Oh, you didn't go to Krispy Kreme?
No, I didn't. I forgot.
Never skip a Krispy Kreme.
It's Winston, Don. There's Krispy Kreme. Well, actually, there's not. Even though that's where Krispy Kreme is from and headquartered, there's like two. But, yeah, so I try to buy at least one toy from each price point for rescue bots. And I didn't have one in the scale. It's the $20, like, single transformation thing. What, Big Dig Boulder or whatever? This toy is awesome.
Oh, Big Dig.
Big Dig.
I wasn't quite getting that.
This toy is awesome. The transformation is, it's intuitive, and it's just fun. I love this toy. I need to see what other toys are at this price point. I'm going to pick them up.
Hmm.
This is like, I love it. So I'm like super happy with this. And yeah, it's simplistic. It's childlike. It's toyetic, which I don't know. You know, we collect toys. There's some people who don't, who try to pretend that's not the case. It's toys. And this is toy.
Serious collectibles, Brian. Serious collectibles.
This thing is
adult collectibles.
This thing is toy like AF.
You are a toy collector.
I love it. I love this. So I'm going to buy the rest of them. I don't know what they are. I got to dig them out. But that's the thing. But the thing that I got, even though it wasn't Megatron, I think the thing I was most pleased with this week.
Oh, I know what this
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
I'm pleased with you as well.
Yeah, so I finally got the Club Seacons.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
So, I think, what was it, Matt? Like $100. We found it mint in box at BotCon 2015.
Yeah, the St. Charles
BotCon. Yeah, so, so I spent more than that, and it was loose.
And we both passed it up.
Yeah. God, it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I remember that from that room sale.
Yep. And unlike the Beast Wars second one, it actually comes with, like, six wing or whatever, all the figures.
Not later.
But it's flipping awesome. I still think that King Poseidon looks better, but this is beautiful in G2-tastic.
Yeah. Mm.
It's kind of like the G2 Piranacon, so it's very nice.
Yeah, no, that's a lovely set, and I think we all took turns pointing it out to you at that room sale.
Yeah, and I've been wanting it for years, and for whatever reason, I turned it down, but...
So, how many different color schemes of Seacons do you have now?
Three.
Okay, so if Hasbro were listening, then they would know that if they just made new Seacons, they have three deco potentials on one set of molds.
Well,
that,
I've already gone on record.
Important.
I've gone on record many times noting that I would get multiples of the Limb Seacons because of Masterforce reasons. So that'd be even more sales of those.
Hey, they can do multiple Unicron colors. They've done it with that other mold.
I got it.
Yeah, but they could do Seacons and make three of each one minus Nautilator, just with no remolding. None. Just different colored
ones. Well, yeah. They can do Nautilator too. Why not?
Yes. Because we do like when they add, you know, new characters.
Oh, yeah.
Existing lore. That's always nice.
Yeah, so a lot of great stuff.
If Hasbro was listening.
If Hasbro's listening, there's a lot of options that they could, you know, go with, but they haven't so far. Okay, so that was it.
Hashtag Seacons before Unicron.
Yeah, hashtag Seacons before Unicron. So next week, like, I had a lot last week. Next week, I will have nowhere near as much. I hope. I hope.
I think I'll just have one big thing that, well, it depends how fast Hasbro Pulse ships out my stuff, but probably just one big thing next week.
I think I'll have like four or five things, but it won't be 12 or 13. That was 13, 15, 14, 14, if you count those. Yeah, but it won't be as much, so.
I shipped a very expensive pile of loot from Big Bad Toy Store today.
Yeah. 5 months
worth? Yeah, but you won't have that next week.
Well, judging by the shipping estimates, I should have
it by next week. Crap. I already had one item coming to me from Big Bad. It was the You're the Rooster Optimus Prime that showed up at Big Bad this week.
I forgot that was even a thing until I saw it at their website. Because I remember we were talking about those two hybrid ones that they came out with. And I had the Galaxy Force, and I was not impressed with the figure. I sold it not long after I got it.
I sold my hybrid style Convoy, I think, to Phil, if I remember right. But this was less than what the original toy came out for, if I remember right. It was on discount.
About 20 or 30 bucks. Because they were like 99, I think, when they came out. 99 to like 109, I think.
Yeah.
Came out.
Oh, man. So much stuff. Okay. That's it. Let's go ahead and jump to the news. Hey, is there news? Oh, yeah. So we have photos of Big Powered. But, you know, we'll have lots of in-hand video of that next
week. Yeah, we'll be seeing more of that next week.
But we'll show it. I mean, it's still beautiful.
The big takeaway here is what they took away from Diatlas's legs.
Yeah.
What happened?
Just keep scrolling. You'll get there.
They look a lot like Overlord's legs to me.
What?
Well, minus a bit.
Very large chunks.
Look behind the shins, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, so on Overlord and Sky Shadow, the lower half of the body turned into a tank, right? So the tank turret halves were part of the leg structure.
Oh, right.
So Diatlas does not have a tank component as such.
There is no
upper
tank
and lower
turret.
Body don't actually separate anymore. Yeah, and they removed the turret. But they didn't replace that with any other volume in the legs. So now the legs are actually just two faces.
I forgot that.
And that was important.
That is so
awesome.
The lower legs are just a right angle below the knee.
The lower legs are a carpenter's square.
Yeah, if you look at the pictures, it's picture number 17. It shows you a really good look of basically he's like, I have a really great leg structure if you look at me from the front.
Oh dear God.
Transformers Authentic Diatlas.
Yeah, so for the people, to articulate it for people listening, his legs are very thin. They're wafer thin.
Yeah, he has shins. He doesn't have lower legs.
Yeah.
There's got to be an upgrade.
He has no calves.
He has no calves.
Somebody's
literally
got to do something with that.
Literally a flat panel.
I've seen the common hot fix for this from the Japanese toy bloggers I follow has been to take MicroMasters and stuff them into those faces.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you get the stake out, one could be Holly and the other could be Red Hot.
He couldn't be perfect. They had to do something. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to come back and make him in a few years again.
I'm hoping there's enough demand perceived for this that some aftermarket outfit will do something to either fill or at least close up that space from the front.
Well, I mean, you know, one thing they could maybe do if they wanted to be creative is make like leg fillers that go around that, but the leg fillers would unfold and connect to be his Z-Zone sword. So you could have like the two halves of the sword fold up into like squares.
But that's just his wings, isn't it?
Yeah, he already has that.
I was thinking
about that for a second, but I mean, you'd want to have him holding that sword, and so then he'd have hollow legs again. So that's not an ideal solution.
Yeah.
All the remolding they did, and they couldn't do something for the legs.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, I have to assume some of this is concession to how they re-engineered the upper and lower body parts to work together. Because, like, what was the jet sits directly on top of what was the tank. So they got limited space.
They could not have the turret there. So whenever you flip those panels over, then if he wouldn't be able to transform.
Wait, I forget. Remind me on Sky Shadow and Overlord. Didn't the tank and the plane clip together anyway?
Yes, but they've re-engineered it where they don't actually separate fully anymore.
Yeah, there's a little bar. There's a little bar that's like maybe like an inch or two long.
With like two hinges or so between it. Because you have to remember, Diatlas does not turn into two separate vehicles. It turns into one weird combination. Yes, a flying drill tank.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure somebody...
I'm thinking Grandis for some stupid reason.
Because it's weird. That orange plastic reminds me of the same color as the orange plastic used on Big Computer. The one diecast.
Oh, the Teletran. Yeah.
The Teletran. So the orange is a very similar orange. So that company could use some of that orange plastic they've got and just make some square fillers that could do something with.
This is one place where I wish they would have taken a little bit of artistic license with Diatlas and made him a separate jet and tank.
or just, you know, something to account for that. Yeah.
Yes, I would have found that perfectly acceptable. I think we were alteration.
I think we were expecting that it would be two separate vehicles, and they were just, you know, parking them on top of each other for the publicity photos. But like, you know, a short run of even just like single panels that clip on for the robot mode, you know, that's something that you could do via Shapeways, or ideally maybe through toy hacks or even non-F. If there's enough demand perceived, and that just depends on how they run their overhead. If a short run would not put them in the hole, it might still be something that's doable, even if it does seem like there's not going to be like a huge buyer base for it. We can hope, at least.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he still looks great. It's just...
Yeah, I mean, it's one problem with one figure out of the set. It's just, you know, arguably the most important one.
And it's only from the knees down.
And it's only from most angles. You can certainly pose it where it's not obvious, because I've seen it done.
Because, yeah, and all the promotional photos.
Yeah. Because, and here's the thing.
Up until 3 days ago.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If you take, like, on picture 15, you take Roadfire, nudge him over a little bit to in front of the Atlas, his gun is big enough to block one entire leg by itself.
The way that I'll pose it on my shelf, it will have smaller toys in front of it. So I guess it's not the worst thing in the world. I still just kind of hate it, though, because I know what it looks like behind those Siege figures or whatever.
Yes, well, it's certainly less than ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, Chris, this is a good thing for Play With Photography, so you can do a photo shoot on how to make it look good from all the angles.
Well, I can demonstrate the one angle it looks good from.
Yeah.
I'm not a magician, Don. I'm a photographer.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and... We already talked about it a little bit, but there's a trailer for the Bumblebee movie in its 80s form on VHS.
And again, I don't think anybody who's received this actually has a working VCR to confirm the contents. But there was a trailer there, which I think is just a trailer for the movie that is playing up the available on VHS angle for the April Fool's mail out.
Chris, yeah. I have a VHS player, so please get him to forward that to me. And I will verify the validity of
I've got a working VCR too, I just don't have the tape.
Yeah. I would also purchase that as a very rare collectible.
Yeah. And did y'all notice the Be Kind?
Please Rewind. Please Rewind.
Yeah.
I like that.
That was
nice.
That takes me back.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you really like crappy movies and you really like statues,
Prime that costs a lot of money.
And you have a lot of money to blow, Prime One Studios has something for you.
I want to see the Venn diagram that covers that.
I say crappy movies. It's way better than Age of Extinction. The Last Night is.
It's less offensive, but I've kind of come around to Hey Mickey's thought on this, that it is also just a lot more dull.
Yeah. Like when I think most of us agreed that we thought it was a pretty good movie when it came out.
But we were grading it scale. as compared to the previous Transformers movies, and on that scale specifically, yes, it's a better movie.
For a Michael Bay Transformers movie, it's not.
It's still not a good movie.
It's still not a good movie. Yeah. There's something weird about it. It looks like something I would find in like Big Trouble in Little China,
or an Indiana Jones something with
like. You know, here's the problem with like a lot of these movie characters. If they don't transform, you don't realize they're a transformer.
Yeah, I mean, and that especially became a problem with movie 4 and 5.
Yeah, so Drift here is very mechanical, and there are things that imply, hey, I do transform into a vehicle. But it also looks more humanoid than anything. It just makes it this non-Transformer-esque.
Yeah.
I mean, could just as easily be based on the first, 2014 Ninja Turtle movie, Shredder?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what would have got me a lot more interested in this character statue? If it was RID 2015 Drift. Like in his launching mini-con phase pose where he's getting ready.
Or even if it was just the Age of Extinction colors.
The green one, yeah.
Or if it was just affordable.
And if you follow T-Formers on Twitter and just notice the story popping up again, it's totally not because I just noticed an HTML formatting issue that I decided to fix. Huh.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Rob.
So this is new to me. I didn't see this. Banana Force Limited, which I had no idea they existed.
They didn't until like 5 days ago.
Reveals MPL-01 Red Sharpshooter Unofficial Fire Convoy. Don, what do you think about this?
Mine.
It looks like a Revil Tech. It doesn't look like a Transform.
It doesn't transform.
It doesn't. It reminds me of the Brave Super Robot Shoujoken figures. With the way the proportions, like Geki Rujin or Choryujin, it's very Super Robot Shoujoken.
It's unlicensed flame toys.
But sort of.
Yeah, I can see that too. Yeah.
It's a Gundam.
Well, yeah. So I was going to make that point. So we complain or say so often that these third-party toys look like they have no soul. And they're, you know, Gundams more than characters. And I still feel that way with this one. But as a Japanese Transformer series, I kind of feel that way with the characters anyway. So
yeah, because if you look at that cartoon, there is no soul in a lot of those designs.
I mean, yeah, Skybite definitely, but like
that was something Hasbro designed.
Yes.
But looking at that, looking at the inner metal frame and how that works, I can actually tell you exactly what kind of Gundam figure it is.
Advanced Mobile Suits in Action.
Exactly.
Although you could also just say it's a fixed figuration because those ended up just being skeletons that you put exchangeable armor onto.
Yeah, but that was like part of the gimmick for Advanced MS in Action. Yeah. So I'm going to go with that.
Or at least it was for the first wave. They dropped that for the second series G numbers.
Yeah.
Now they've taken a few design liberties with the original look of the Fire Convoy, but you kind of have to, because unless you've got the mass to support that ladder, and you know, to make it a lot more show accurate, you would need probably a much bigger figure just to support everything.
I disagree. Because the Titanium series figure basically got the design accurate, and I don't think this Banana Republic one's going to be
too much bigger. You're right. But I do like the way, I mean, it cleans up well from the back. I like the way they've kind of.
It's nice looking.
You know,
if the redesigns were intentional for like a specific vision they have, like, you know, this is what Fire Convoy looked like before he came to Earth and scanned a fire engine, for instance.
What?
You know, I could totally get behind that. There's just other oddities, like they're using the Godfire Convoy head for the Super Mode instead of the actual Super Fire Convoy head.
What do we think this is going to cost? Do we know?
I don't think we have any information like that.
Hopefully less than 100. I'm thinking 80 bucks.
I was thinking 60.
Yeah, 60. Oh. 60 feels about right for this, I think.
Don, get it.
Well, I am.
Good.
I mean, you know, unless it's just absolutely priced out of any sense of realism, you know, I plan on getting this.
Well, so the next thing, and I'm going to say, yes, I know I'm hypocritical in a way for saying this, considering I'm buying MP44. This next item I really wanted, but it's just out of my price range for what it is.
Well, it's the Llewellyn one.
It's like 8 feet tall.
Toddler size.
It's like gigantic. But also it's sharp and will cause cuts. But it's Optimus Prime with in Captain America colors. With a shield.
I like this for some reason.
Matt, you and I are on the same page.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't think the colors look that good.
No, I think it looks awful.
I think it looks great.
I would like for the red on the hands and feet to be a little bit redder myself.
I agree.
Yeah, you're right.
But I think they're kind of going for
a movie.
Yeah.
Red brown, yeah.
Optimus Prime throws his mighty Captain America.
Yeah. Like this is like far and away from like my ideal Captain America, which is like Ron Garney Captain America.
And this is that like giant knockoff that Diecast has too.
It is.
Yeah, it's over 2 feet tall. Yeah. I want the regular one. I don't want this one though. Yeah, the projected price, as noted in the T-Formers article, is like $400 something. Yeah,
right. I don't like it that much.
But I mean, seriously. You know, if Diecast was on video, then you could probably see in the background how big that sucker
is. It's big.
It's
Oh yeah, it's not. That's not corner. Fair comparison. Diecast is pretty small.
That's true. That's true.
That's not what she said.
Oh no.
God. So yeah. I'm so, sorry. But again, it's also again movie. So the shield has the movie look, sort of movie look to it. It's and don't get me wrong. I think like Chris Evans has ascended to basically Christopher Reeve status, more or less. But I still prefer my comic, look with the wings and everything.
I kind of wish the shield did something more than just be a shield.
It clips onto the arm, which is pretty cool.
That's still just being a shield.
You know what we need? So, Beast Wars Depth Charge in Captain America Colors, and the discs it launches are Captain America Shield.
Oh, yes.
Okay, that'd actually be pretty cool.
That would be kind of cool. I mean, or let's say maybe, his axe stored behind the shield, or maybe the axe and the shield were the same thing. Something a little more than just being the shield.
The Matrix, the core of it's red. I wish it was red, white, and blue.
Missed opportunity there.
Yeah. Red core for the Matrix, blue housing, white grips.
My biggest surprise with this was when I was looking this up for doing the show notes today, I assumed this was an April Fool's joke.
My God. I kind of
thought it was when I first saw it, too.
But when I went to the Weibo page, it was posted on the 28th.
Okay.
Okay.
So, this is going to happen, I think.
I've seen this on Taobao.
Don?
I have to say this before I forget it. I want a matching Megatron as the Red Skull.
But I would want MP 05, 04, 05, which four? Yeah,
why? That would be perfect.
Because it's hideous. He's more skeletal. He's way more skeletal than.
That's actually a kind of good point.
Yeah.
I want an MP 36 at the size of this Lumen Prime, and then I would have a gun that was this big, which would be funny to take photos with.
I think I would want the MP 36 plus Megatron as the Red Skull.
Yeah, no, the I was thinking that one. use the toy face in red for the Red Skull.
There you go. Yeah. That works. Yeah. So next item I think is going to make somebody's day. It's a damn silhouette. So
yes, but we were running on fumes. And I didn't realize at the time how long what we got was going to run.
It's justified with what it is. JX MB-02 Taiga Eagle, unofficial Beast Wars Tiger Hawk.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. So who's their 01? Do we know?
It's Transmetal 2 Megatron. They're the only ones who are doing an actual show accurate, and it's massive.
Wait a minute. The Perfect Effect did the first one. Why Zhang is doing their own?
Right, but both of those are taking liberties with the design. The JX MB-01 is one that's actually staying faithful to the show design,
and it's twice the mass of the it called? The one that
and probably four times the price.
Yeah, okay, all right. I didn't realize there was a third company doing a Transmetal 2 Megatron. I didn't realize there was a third company doing one.
Oh yeah, that's pretty.
Wow.
Wait, Wai Zhang? I think you might be thinking of this one. I don't think Wai Zhang's doing their own. I think you are thinking of this one.
Okay, all right. But yeah, I mean Tiger Hawk. I mean, I picked up the Tiger Hawk at Ed McKay's a few weeks ago to replace mine that age yellowed, and that's still a phenomenal toy. It's still a really solid figure all the way around. But if they're going to do a character that probably would not see any kind of official release, it would probably be Tiger Hawk or Depth Charge, something along those lines.
Yeah. Tiger Hawk is a pretty good toy. Depth Charge, not so much. But
Tiger Hawk is definitely something where they could justify taking liberties with the design somewhat because the show model was extremely rushed and low detail.
Yeah.
So it'd be preferable for them to fold in some stuff from the toy at least if they don't. Imagine up some design interest there.
And also you've got the built-in Razor Claw universe repaint as well.
Yeah. I want that so bad.
Yeah. That's pretty so cool. Okay, so hey, you can't get that on Amazon yet. TFRadio.net/Amazon. You can get Bumblebee though, TFRadio.net/BBMovie. Also, you can get Siege, Omega Supreme, and Jetfire. TFRadio.net/Siege Omega, TFRadio.net/Siege Jetfire. But, we've talked about Don's wish list, the Massey Attack wish list. Don, did you get something from the Massey Attack list this week?
Yes, I did, Brian. I was going to thank you for this. And then I realized I shouldn't be thanking you for sending me a box of diabetic death.
Cadbury eggs?
Cadbury eggs.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm not on video, but...
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. That's a lot of eggs.
Don, you're going to break them.
So, yes, Brian, thank you. Unfortunately, food items are not returnable, so I was going to try to return them and get you your money back. Not out of not wanting them. I just don't need two
Don,
dozen.
Do you have space in your freezer?
I don't need them in my apartment.
Don, do you have space in your freezer?
Yes.
So put them in your freezer. They will last for months and months. Get one out, you know, every couple weeks and just treat yourself a little bit. You'll go through them before you know it and you won't kill yourself.
So
alternately put them in your freezer, wait for October, and give them to trick-or-treaters.
Yes.
Alternately, can a girlfriend have sugar?
She doesn't like Cadbury eggs.
Oh, he gives her sugar.
Well, I mean, nobody can be perfect. And if that's the one problem that she has, I think you're still coming out with a net gain here.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to actually keep them at her place. So when I go over to visit, you know, it'll be like
Aphrodoniacs.
She's going to help me. She's going to help me regulate my consumption of these things.
Oh God! Sorry. I too many things I want to say. I'm not going to. Hey, so tfradio.net/Massey Attack. If you want to send on something, I added some stuff to that this week. I added the Musterol vapor rub, but I also added a squirrel leash, like a squirrel harness. Like he walks Massey on a leash, so I'm certain he has. Spanish Don. Oh my God, Chris. Ah, but I also added a pet harness for, like, if he had a chinchilla or a pet rat or a gerbil or a dwarf hamster. It's only $15, but the best thing, a metal detector. Couldn't you see Don out with a metal detector?
Yes.
Looking for, like, lost coins? That's, like, another, like...
With Massey on the leash in one hand, the metal detector in the other.
So that's, like, another source of income for his Dononomics.
Don, are you eating one of those Cadbury eggs out of spite right now?
Yes.
Good.
But you can buy anything on Amazon that you want. You can buy... Cadbury eggs.
No, you can't buy Spanish Don.
I was about to ask if you can buy Spanish.
Well, now granted, hey, just as a heads up, these are not, they are Cadbury cream eggs, but they're the scream eggs.
It's the same thing. They're just green.
I'm just saying they're not like Easter, you know, they're not the Easter ones. They're the
Halloween ones.
Yeah, they're still good.
And you really could freeze them and give them away on Halloween if you wanted.
Problem is, and I lived here for 20 years, I've had 4 trick-or-treaters in 20 years.
Yeah. Well, give the whole sack away to one if you get them.
Each one will be really lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
TFCon is in October.
Yes.
The thing is, if you're going to do that, you want to make sure that you're actually going to move, like, you know, before the next Halloween, because when you start giving out Cadbury eggs to trick-or-treaters, you become a legend, and then everybody will come, and you don't want that to happen.
No.
Make that the next tenant's problem.
Also, buy a shirt, tfradio.net/shirts. We have the Deep Toff Club. I'm a G1 gal like Eric is wearing right now.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, so... yesterday I was wearing my G2 Robots Collector shirt. I need the Toys of Giant Robots from Outer Space. I don't actually own that one. My anti-drug shirt, I need to get that. Yeah. A lot of great shirts. The Master Stats.
tfradio.net/shirts.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Lots of great shirts. The Master Stats. It's in stock. Ready to ship. Technically, they're all in stock. tfrd.net/shirts. Hey, Rob, what's going on T-Formers this week?
Mainly just my gallery and review for Siege Starscream, which I kind of like despite itself. It's got some of the best engineering in Siege, and I, you know, for my money, that actually does make up for the fact that it looks, as I put in the review, like an HD remaster of a Nintendo 64 game with the proportions it has. Because I mean, if you look at the body on that thing, just all the shape,
the aspect ratio is wrong.
Yeah, and all the shape has just been bled out of that of Starscream's character model. It's really kind of sad in that respect. But despite that, it has the best articulation I've seen in Siege yet. It's nice and poseable, and I kind of hope with this, you know, mold family thing we've had going on, that this inherited engineering, that we get a better looking jet out of this engineering sometime, because it could really stand I could really stand to see something else done with this. And I hate to say it, but if Thundercracker happens to come out with a pinned version of that chest, I may look into getting that.
Now, have we heard anything else about the validity of this running change?
No, no confirmation on that yet, but I'll put it this way. If somebody actually went to the effort to present that as a hoax, that's
a lame hoax.
That is a lot of effort for a news story that, you know, fascinated maybe four people and most of them are here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
No, that's it.
That's sweet. Okay, so you can find us on Twitter at TF Radio, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. Leave us a voicemail, 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. Let's see here. Rob Springer's on Twitter at RoboRobSpringer. He's also at ZoneBase.org. I think we're going to have a new episode of the Zone Base podcast next week.
Yeah, he decided to hold off on the first week of the month so he could get his thoughts together.
He also had his birthday stuff to go through, so I'm certain he'll recount like some of the awesome stuff he got. So, I'm on Twitter at TF. I'm at B Kilby. I'm at TF Radio.
You're partly at TF Radio.
Yeah, that's true. I am also on the Instagrams at Brian Kilby. So Instagram.com/Brian Kilby. And I think that is it. You can find this episode at tfradio.net/616 with show notes. Find us on the YouTubes at Radio Free Cybertron. Diecast, how do people get a hold of you?
First thing I want you to do, please follow me on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast.
Who is Facebook anymore?
Well, yeah, there's starting to allow people to put up videos. So they're going to start competing against YouTube.
They've had video for years.
Well, they're going to allow you to monetize it.
They're paying people to try to get them to move over.
They're not paying us, so I don't care.
They will. Yeah. They will. But yeah, that's the first thing. Please follow me on Facebook, Reviews by Diecast. Second, check out tfradio.net/reviews. You can see my Megatron review that just went up. And third, follow me on Twitter at Diecast2.
Sweet. Yeah. Rob.
I'm on Twitter at Figure Viewers and Flail Throughs. Also on YouTube, it's Flail Throughs, where I am covering Gundam Battle Operation 2 for the PlayStation 4. Every Thursday is the update for that. And actually just had a fairly large update this week. Last week, added a few new features here and there, including monthly goals to help you get stuff faster, get better bonuses after matches, things like that. And of course, video work that Chris and I do show up on YouTube at T-Formers TV.
Cool. Matt is on our Roku channel. Just go to your Roku and look for Radio Free Cybertron, or go to tfradio.net/Roku to add it. So there's that. Chris.
Well, definitely keep an eye on T-Formers coming up in the next few days here, because I have this BotBots challenge box here. So I'll be digging into the blind packs and such and doing some coverage on that pretty soon.
Cool.
Besides that, though, you can check out playwithphotography.com for the photographic work I do. Sometimes there's articles, too. I definitely want to try to get some coverage up of MP43 Megatron. I've got one picture out on my social media right now, which I took before I transformed it just because I wanted to take a picture of it. You can find that on Twitter at playwithphotos, or you can follow on Instagram at instagram.com/playwithphotography. And if you like the stuff I do and you want to contribute to getting more of it made, you can do that by going to patreon.com/playwithphotos. You can back me for as little as $2 per month, and every little bit helps get more stuff out there. And if for whatever reason you want to follow me personally, although I can't imagine why, I'm on Twitter at ChrisRTXB.
Cool. Don.
One thing I'm going to bring up real quick is one thing I forgot to get that I got this week was my Rebel Tech Gambit. That's probably the only X-Men I'm planning on buying, and I'm looking forward to having him. And
so
you can find
Eric.
Don on Twitter at Rebel Tech Gambit. Or hashtag Spanish Don.
Eric.
You can find me at your local Red Lobster admiring all the bisques. Or you know. Or you can go over to Nerdy Geek Talk, the podcast network I have. Steel City Bots is the main show over there. All that good stuff, wherever you listen to podcasts. Also at Eric Crowbar on Twitter, at Aramis Prime on Instagram, and Eric Crownover on YouTube. So, yeah.
John.
Where's Jason's stuff?
Oh, Jason's at JasonSKirk.com and on Twitter and stuff, and podvocacy.com. John.
That John D everywhere.
Excellent.
Except LinkedIn.
Except LinkedIn.
Yeah, I'm a grown up on LinkedIn. Sorry.
How dare you. Yeah. Okay, we'll be back next week. Have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required. If you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.